Today I want to talk about when you are a single parent, and if you got one kid, how you set up your house situation. What I mean is, you know, for me to get a two-bedroom apartment was going to take up most of my checks. So what I did was I would get a one-bedroom apartment with a sleeper couch in the living room. By getting the one-bedroom apartment, it saved me money so I could have money for other things. For an example, when my daughter got out of middle school, she was right at middle school age, maybe eighth grade. And I found a one-bedroom, and it was cheap for a one-bedroom. And my friends was like, oh, you getting a one-bedroom? You ain't going to have no space. But I felt like my daughter having space was more important than me. So I got a one-bedroom. I got a sleeper couch in the living room. We shared the closet in the one room. And I actually gave the room to my daughter. Because she was like 13. She was at that age where she needed her privacy and her identity. And she needed to be able to talk on the phone with her friends and put stuff on the wall, her accomplishments. Matter of fact, she ended up putting like 75 certificates on her wall. And to me, it was almost like her little apartment. And I would go in her room to get clothes and change clothes, but I basically slept in the living room on the sleeper couch or on the floor. And it worked out because the first paycheck would go for rent, but the second paycheck, I could get her hair done. We can go to Applebee's and have hot wings. She could go on trips. And I lived like that for a long time because it allowed me a money break. When you get a two-bedroom apartment and you're not making a lot of money, your whole check gonna go to rent and other bills and you won't have much money left to do anything. So I did the one-bedroom. She slept in the room. The room was set up like a 13-year-old would set their room up. And I slept in the living room on the sleeping couch, on the sleeper couch. And it really didn't bother me because the only thing I kept thinking was my whole check was not going for rent. I was only paying like $500 a month back in the day. Not too far back, but pretty far back. But I was paying like $500 a month for a one-bedroom, which means when I got paid every 2 weeks, it wouldn't take my whole check. So you want to keep that in mind. Matter of fact, one of my girlfriends who took my advice and relocated to another state, and I said, you in a one-bedroom or a two-bedroom? She said, girl, I got a one-bedroom. She said, it's a big place. The baby got the bedroom, and she's only 7, and the mom has a sleeper couch in the living room, and she's able to breathe financially because all her money is not going for room and board. Something I think you might would like to do. I started out being a parent at an early age, which means I was young when I was with my first kid. And I believe in doing fun things with my kids during the weekend or with my kid. For an example, on the weekend, Saturday, I would take my daughter to the beach. I would take her to the park. I would take her to the zoo, along with my cousins too. And we would do a lot of fun things. And I would ask her, I would say, Tiffany, what would you like to do? And she'll say, Ma, I want to go to the beach. And what would happen was we would go and have fun all day Saturday at the beach. And Saturday night, I wanted to go out. And she would start looking at me really sad. She got big, pretty eyes, and she would be looking at me, and I would feel terrible. And what I had to teach her was, because I felt like it wasn't fair when I spent all day Saturday doing the things you like. So I taught her that kids play during the day and have fun during the day, and parents have fun at night. I go and be with my friends at night. You be with your friends during the day. And I had to kind of, I had to constantly kind of get her to understand that until she got it. And one day I was getting dressed, and this is after we done had fun all day with her and her friends. And I was getting dressed to go out Saturday night. And she said, mommies be with their friends on Saturday night, and I be with my friends on Saturdays. So we're single parents. I need a break. I need to go and have fun and dance and laugh. And I don't want my kid having me making me feel guilty for going out. So both of them were reared to understand that mom liked to go out, but mom gonna make sure that when I go out, that you am that you have done stuff with your kids. I don't like this one.